Hey, I'm Paul. And I used to ask if you could hear me now with Verizon. Not anymore. I'm with Sprint now.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license?
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drug.
Liquor license?
Disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kids!
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah. All right, man. So we're at what? 123?
123. Michael Jordan.
And you are not feeling very well today. I'm sorry about
that. It's not even that I feel bad. It's just the fucking nasal.
See, okay. I've been having that. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm like, oh, is it something I'm doing? You know what I mean? Like, is it, because, you know, you'll say, like, dairy or some kind of shit, right?
Dairy?
But, like, okay, good. It's not just me, then.
No, it's definitely not you. But it's flu season, too. Like, serious flu season right now.
I refuse to get a fucking flu shot.
I've never had a flu shot in my life.
I did one time at the old spot, and, like, it fucked me up worse than a flu would have.
Yeah, I had a lot of people come in, flu shots.
Yeah. A lot of, you know, okay, I would, like, if you're over the age of 65, get a flu shot. That's what I would say, you know?
You might die. You might not recover from the
99 problem. Ways to die. But, like,
that was a great pick.
Oh! Well. First year ever, I'm doing, like, a personalized Christmas card. You're getting the first one.
Let me see this. Oh, I actually got the test photos for this Christmas card, though.
You did?
Merry Little Christmas. Why is it Little Christmas?
Isn't that, like, a song?
Oh,
have a merry little Christmas.
It's kind of player, though. What you did this at? The job?
I made those at the...
It's kind of player.
At the spot. And that was from the Frank Sinatra night.
This is
That's yours, Doug. See, I didn't want to send it to you because you won't give me a fucking address.
This some player shit.
You're off the fucking grid.
This some player shit.
I think it looks good. It's kind of, I wanted to, like, take goofy ones and shit, and she's like, what if we just do a little bit of both? So it's sort of like...
It don't look goofy at all. It just look happy. Like happiness.
Yeah. So, I was asking people at work, like, oh, is this cool? And, like, some of the chicks were like, yeah, that's really cute, you know? And then the one dude's like, I don't know, man, you got that picture of you guys kissing. I don't know if I'd send it out to family. And I'm like...
He's a fucking retard, then. Whoever that is, tell him, man, it's 1996 in your brain or what, 1956? Like, y'all pecking each other on the fucking lips.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know. He's an odd guy anyways.
I could tell by that response. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking odd.
Kissing,
I mean, like lips touching. It's like...
I mean, it's not like I'm doing her doggy style.
Right, I'm like, I had to look at it again. Like, wait, I missed something in the background? You know, you being a fucking booger in your nose or some shit. Like, what are you doing?
No, but C-Bone, she photoshopped it. Mm-hmm. And my hair looks like it's thinning in that top picture. It really fucking bothers me. Because it doesn't look like that.
That's crazy.
But the way that she lit it, because she used a different light. Mm-hmm. If you see, like, the original picture.
That's crazy. It does look like the barbers.
But look at, like, in real life.
Right.
Yeah, shit ain't like that.
I wouldn't have noticed that until you mentioned it, though.
The minute I saw it, I'm like, what the fuck?
And your forehead, like, so lit up, yeah.
Yeah, she, like, changed the lighting and everything on it. And, like, because the original I looked at it and it was, like, totally fine. I'm like, okay.
She had to make sure hers was totally fine. You just.
I don't matter.
You don't have to thought in this shit.
Yeah, yeah, it just looks like I have a fucking
player suit, though.
Toupee. That was
fucking toupee.
She bought me that was it for my birthday? She bought that for me? Yeah, I think it was for my birthday. I was going on all the job interviews and everything.
Wait, where y'all at?
The Room in Hollywood.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, right by Velvet Margarita.
Yeah, tell that dude. Make sure you give him one. Say, hey, man, you need to fucking reevaluate your life.
You might have to.
Yeah,
I remember the first time. I don't know if you've ever been to The Room.
Yeah.
I remember I went there when it wasn't, like, popping. Remember those Now, when you were in Hollywood, you'd remember these clubs or bars, lounges. Like, I remember Velvet Margarita was, like, out the fucking door. You couldn't get in the goddamn place.
Velvet Margarita was the hottest dive.
It was, like, nuts.
Yeah.
And so we went, tried to get in one time, we couldn't get in, and we heard someone playing next door at The Room.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, when it first opened. There's some hipster fucks working the door. But they're like, yo, you guys can come in.
I don't remember that.
And, dude, they had a DJ. Mm-hmm. And he was cutting all like old school hip hop and a drummer playing the beat.
Oh, that's player.
Okay, or like a Questlove type thing.
That's some player shit.
And I'm like, this fucking place rules. And we went out, we shot a video, one of the Weird Fellows ones.
Yeah.
It was the one where Luke plays a Robert Duvall.
Okay.
Okay, Robert Duvall has like a second job at like a fucking customer service. Okay. And then he plays like Mick Jagger. Okay. And so I had to wear a suit because I had to play like Mick Jagger's manager and follow him around.
But not this suit. Not this suit.
Not this suit. But afterwards, I'm like, dude, I'm all suited and booted. Like,
well, kick it.
I'm like, let's go down to the room. He's like, I'm in. They gave us like the VIP section just because I had a fucking suit on. The next two times I go to this place, the line's out the fucking door. All of a sudden, it just caught on.
Yeah, Hollywood got flooded, man.
You know? Like, and then Velvet Margarita, there ain't a motherfucker there.
That's true. I remember when Velvet Margarita, they paid her to come in Velvet Margarita to like sit there. All the spots in Hollywood would just had this dude was trying to play like his manager. He's from the Valley, like Encino. And he would just bring us to all the different like little bars and they'd give him like $400-$500 to sit in there and like shout him out or get on a mic and say something. And I was like, okay.
That's like that Paris Hilton shit.
Right, yeah.
Where they get paid like, she gets paid like millions like just to... Yeah, she DJs now, right?
Yeah, it's a piece. I'm like, okay.
Did he ever like DJ? Like get up and DJ?
The one, what is the name of this one? It's the one that's on Cahuenga. Beauty Bar, maybe Beauty Bar.
That's right by where I'm talking about.
It's all of them. I'm telling you, we went through every fucking
Beauty Bar is the one that, like, during the day is an actual, like, salon, and then at night they turn it into, like, a club.
So, that whole...
And he DJ'd?
Oh, like, that whole little... had a playlist and shit. Shout out to her. Yeah.
Did he do vinyl, or you just digital
laptop,
shit?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody who does like serious vinyl,
yeah,
like good for you, man. Yeah, like
I give him credit.
Yeah, that's like some fucking. Who's the guy who used to do a Chappelle show? It was Kid Capri.
Kid Capri did Chappelle too. Damn, Def Comedy Jam was Kid Capri. I can't remember.
I forgot. I think he might have, dude.
He might have. Fuck.
I mean, they never really
showcased it.
I know that, like, you know, he'd be like, Dave Chappelle. But a lot of times that was, what's his name? Donald Rollins saying.
Right. That's what he's saying. Yeah. Escalaris.
Yeah. The new Rappaport podcast is out, and he has like a new thing where like he does like the one with G Moody.
I heard the Rappaport podcast. I didn't tell you this one. It was recent.
The one I told you to listen to?
No.
With the dude from New Orleans? Honey Badger?
No.
Charlemagne the God?
Charlemagne. That's the one I heard.
Okay. I never listened to The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's like Howard Stern, but the black version, basically, right?
They don't really go Howard. I would never call nobody Howard, because everybody now is like Howard Stern knockoffs, but they're just like cool across the board.
The name Charlemagne the God is a shitty name, but like is that his real name, or is that just like a?
I think his name is Charlemagne. Yeah.
Okay, why is he the God?
You said that's someone the Muslim or the God, like.
Oh, is he Muslim?
5% of shit.
Is he Muslim?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But he was fucking great.
Yeah, he's great on Breakfast Club.
Those two together, like him and Rapport together.
But I saw Rapport on the Breakfast Club before.
And was he good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rapport can hang.
Yeah. No, he, the Breakfast Club is fucking great. It's a great show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But they can't cuss and shit, can they? Because it's like.
No, they cuss. They just.
Like, it's regular radio, isn't it?
They edit around and shit, but they ain't let them cuss and shit.
Oh, they probably have like that 10-second window where they can just bleep it if they say fuck or shit or something.
But yeah, it's a great
show. So they're talking, or they talk about. The Kanye thing. So what happened with that? Like, Kanye went in and he said that his album was trash, and Kanye got all like...
Yeah, but Kanye did it in a very respectful way.
Okay.
Like, Charlamagne didn't like Yeezus.
Okay.
And
which, I mean, I would say I would agree with him.
No, I like Yeezus. That's what I'm telling you. You got to be grown to like go back and listen to Yeezus. I'm not going to say you should listen. You should like it. But I'm just saying I liked it because certain shit on there, I'm like, this is some... Like, sonically... Oh man, nobody ain't fucking with that dude.
That's what on some other shit. Rapport said is like, even though he's like the guy is like just out there.
Yeah,
he's like, but
genius.
He still has a couple really good hits,
yeah,
no matter what else.
You go listen to some of this stuff.
Well, still, Charlamagne said that he's in the top five rappers.
Yeah, and he told him to his face, like it was a very grown discussion, and it was respectful. It was, but Charlamagne,
he went from there to Sway, and then just had another meltdown. Right. Like,
and him and Sway got into it and shit, but then they hugged it out.
That's what. See, the one thing Charlamagne said that like this totally makes sense, because I've always tried to understand like Kanye.
Yeah,
is that, like, he's bigger than his fame. Like, or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
I get that.
That's what they said about 50 Cent. Okay. Like, his image and his brand
is bigger than
his actual artistry.
Right, because he ain't dropped a song in, like, 7 years or some shit.
That's, you know, right. And, like, I just think that that is something that you got to realize about Kanye. If you hate him or if you love him, right. You know, like, that's something. Like, he is Kanye West.
Yeah, he is. He is definitely, you know? Kanye fucking West. And I'm still waiting on another fucking album.
And when they said, okay, he said, like, there's three guys in hip-hop that, like, made it what it is. Tupac, agreed.
Yeah.
Kanye. I'll give him that, but just especially for the new.
Because I was about to say no, but then I was like, Kanye opened up the door for a lot of,
like you said,
un-gangsters to start rapping.
Chance the Rapper.
Right. A lot of un-gangsters were able to rap because of Kanye West.
Yeah. And even fashion-wise and what the kids wear nowadays. And
that was Kanye.
And Yeezys and this kind of shit. 15
fucking years ago with the backpack, with the tight jeans, with the fucking... Just not
dad hats.
Yeah, oh, you're right. Polo, all that.
He is what hip hop is now because of him.
Yeah. So who's the third?
Jay-Z, and that's the one I argue about.
Nah. Jay-Z just caught a good wave when everybody had died, and he made good music. But who would the third person be?
I don't know, man. I'd put like someone like Outkast. Like, you know,
for the weird shit, like, yeah,
I would just, no, I people just, being I think that Outkast, as much as you want to say like the Ghetto Boys and Scarface, I think Outkast was the South. Like, they made the, I think they made the South. Yeah, I mean,
Outkast is one of my favorites.
I mean, Scarface, I'll give you.
Right, but
at the same time, he never had the critical acclaim or the mass hysteria. No, I think Outkast
on the weird, like, with all this shit, Andre 3000 is doing all this shit they're doing now. What, fucking 15 years ago?
Really? True.
Painting fingernails. And
they were on the front of that, like, mix hip-hop with electronic music. Definitely, like, Bombs Over Baghdad. Like, that synthesizer and, like, that drum machine.
Man, you ever go back and listen to that fucking song? That's a fucking amazing fucking song. Like, yeah. Yeah, that's a fucking...
And I'll give them amazing fucking video, too.
Yeah.
With all the purple. All
that running and just the way that the beat intensifies and while he was running outside. I was like, this shit is amazing. Like...
I always say he's underrated, Big Boy. I mean, Big Boy. That group together. Fuck it. Dungeon Family together. Right. I mean, like CeeLo Green.
Shout out to Rico.
Think about that. CeeLo Green. All the dudes from
Goody
Mob. They were. I mean, that Dungeon Family CD, that holds up. That's as good as like any Rough Rider.
Fucking Soul Food? Oh my God.
That holds up like a Rough Rider CD or a DJ Clue fucking mixtape.
Oh, that's no.
That's tough. I'm not joking.
I know you're not. That's what the sad part about it, because somebody listening to this is like, a fucking DJ Clue mixtape?
No, like...
I get that reference.
When DJ Clue put out The Professional.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I get that. I know The Professional went platinum like 2 weeks after it came. Like,
I mean, that
shit was hot shit Clue? On the street. That's
Clumanati?
Man, I had every fucking Clue mix. This dude I went to school with.
Did you have the Rough Riders 1 and 2? 2 was better.
Volume 2 is one with Juvenile. Yeah. Wait.
Yeah. Volume 2 is one that's like, it's called World War 3, and it's like Scarface, Snoop Dogg, it's like boom.
Okay, see, I thought the first one had, I know exactly what you're talking about, but the first one had the Jigga song, the Juvenile, and the two or three other ones that I was like, and you're right, but the second one had more bulk.
Dragon was heavy on that one, DMX was heavy on that one, Swizzy.
he's underrated too.
Is he still married to Alicia Keys? Right.
Where are you going?
That's an ugly looking guy, man.
Hey, that's a motherfucking. Hey, he's underrated too.
As a producer, I'll give him. As a producer, I
give him some fucking props.
If you, I mean, he made DMX. He made Def Jam for
He made Jay-Z for a fucking little while too. Yeah.
The Locks.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly,
I like that third one. Outkast. I would give that to Outkast too, because all these new dudes like wearing chokers and shit. You know,
but also, and then the guys, like, because Big Boy, he always was just sort of like from the hood and like, hey, I'm going to wear a baggy ass shirt.
Right.
But I'm going to rap fast.
Jerseys and shit. Yeah.
That shit's still cool too.
That's true.
That's why that group, and like, I don't know, you can hate a fucking Outkast, but like, the group.
I don't know nobody who really hates Outkast, but I don't know nobody who like praises Outkast. And that's the UGK, Outkast, Master P, Tupac, and fucking. Who else would be the fifth one that I would just have to have for the rest of my life? Like, that, those are the shit that if I couldn't listen to nothing else.
Give me an East Coast. Give me an East Coast guy.
An East Coast guy would be. good question, brother. I would say, I guess I'll say Biggie, but I'm like, it's got to be somebody else that I would.
I'm saying
that I would probably rather listen to than Biggie.
I don't think so, because I think that any time that you put out a Biggie song, it's, as much as maybe you're not like the biggest fan, pardon the pun.
That's a good one.
You got it. You'll hear like Juicy, and you'll just be like, all right.
Yeah.
It just it's put you in a mood, and it's got a certain kind of vibe. Or like you hear like Who Shot You, and you're like, God damn.
I hadn't heard, it was something I was looking for work. And I went on YouTube for this fucking scene, and I was like, it's UGK song. I hadn't heard this. I love fucking UGK. Like UGK,
is a Pimp C and Bun B, man. Right?
Okay. I went from one song, it was one of the moments where 2 hours later, I'm like, what the fuck are you still doing on YouTube looking at Pimp C interviews when you're supposed to be fucking writing something down and then fucking closing this shit? And I'm like, two hours later, like, Pimp, I gotta go. I gotta get out of here, Pimp.
That's like,
I just gotta go right
now. Like instead of looking up Jimmy Superfly Snooker, you look like UGK. All right, you know how like Eddie Murphy attributes all of his like success to Richard Pryor? Because if you don't have Richard Pryor, you don't have Eddie Murphy.
Definitely.
But I like Eddie Murphy better. Okay. I'm just saying.
That's personal preference, and I respect that one. If I had to like somebody better, that would be a good better.
Yeah. But I'm saying, I think UGK, you don't have UGK, you don't have Outkast.
Oh, and Andre and Big Boy will tell you.
UGK.
UGK. Boy, and they both said that in interviews.
I like Outkast better.
And I feel you. That's a good point, though. But I've heard interviews recently where Big Boy was saying UGK was all they wanted to be. It was like, that was the shit.
I remember they said, like, I forgot who was it in the Dungeon Family that was like a little bit older. Or no, LaFace. I forgot who like their producer was.
Rico Wade. Rico.
And he would like make them, because they were still in high school. They were like 16 when, was it Southern Playlist?
Yeah, Kevin Andre dropped out and then Big Boy.
And they made them run around the block as they rapped so that they got their like endurance up and shit.
Gotta get that breathing.
That was a fucking, where the hell did I see that?
Probably that Dungeon Family Netflix.
Okay.
Because we both watched
that. I mean, but I'm saying I watched this a while ago. Maybe it was like a DVD that came with the CD or something like that.
Or Organized Noise. If you ain't saw it, check it out.
That's Behind the Music. VH1.
Okay, yeah.
That's what it was.
VH1 does a kick-ass job with that.
Those Behind the Music?
Those are fucking Unsung good. Is very good, too. If you get a chance, we got some gangsta-ass Unsung. DJ Quick one was cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know too much about DJ Quick. I mean, I know.
Right, I didn't know,
another one I don't know a lot about is Too Short. I remember
they had his Unsung, and I didn't know a lot of shit about him.
I remember seeing him with like young ass girls.
Oh yeah,
and I'm like, this guy's like fucking 50, and these chicks are like 18.
And
19.
He still got the young bitches in Hollywood, and he got the apartment in Hollywood and shit. But he's originally from, he was born in Louisiana. His mom and then went to school with Courtney's mom. They went to high school together and shit.
Hmm.
So they moved to LA, and then they moved to Oakland.
I'm saying he put out like 20 fucking albums.
Oh man, and like two of them.
What's the thing from Blow the Whistle? Like he's like, I make 200 songs a week or some shit. What's that?
Fuck. Right when we want to quote lyrics and kind of just can't always fucking.
It'll come out of nowhere.
Right. I'll be fucking walking down the street and be like, oh shit, yeah, Blow the Whistle.
What? You know what's weird? One time I was staying Blow the Whistle and I blew Ed Hockley.
With his shirt, with the muscles.
I squeezed his arms and then kissed his pecs.
He looked like he got smaller for some reason.
He punched me in the face and I loved it.
Ed do look like he'd get shit faced with you at a bar and try to like body slam me or some shit.
Yeah,
Ed, or arm wrestle you.
I remember they used to, when Madden was on, they used to joke about him. Like, they're like, man, if he gets any bigger, they're going to have to get different uniforms.
He'd been around for a while.
He was always like the main guy.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like the guy, to be honest.
I had no problem with it.
There's a couple of those referees that are fucking just always terrible, but.
You listened to the Charlamagne Rapaport.
I got, like, say, 10 minutes left to go.
Okay, yeah.
And then so he talked about Third Man coming in.
Yeah.
And they got into it.
Five, 10 minutes.
And they said it was the same week that Prince died, that Hillary Clinton was on.
Yeah, it was a shitty time.
Hillary Clinton came on. Then Prince died that day. The day after, Birdman thing happened, and that was the news.
Yeah.
So, like, what was... Because he said that it would be stupid for anybody to sign with cash money because it's been known that he doesn't pay artists.
And I give Charlamagne a lot of credit. I watch him because he's, like, our age. It might be, like, a little bit older.
I never knew what he looked like because he kind of has a little bit of a lisp.
Right.
I seriously pictured him like Big Boy in the Morning.
Okay, yeah.
He's a little dude.
Small dude.
Yeah.
And you can see, like, when you watch The Breakfast Club, you can see he'll say some shit that he knows, like, oh, somebody ain't gonna like this. But not in like a cocky way. Like in a way like, when they come up here, I gotta be on my shit. And when Birdman came up there, you could literally see, it was like, you knew you was going to school that morning, you had to fight. So you was trying not to be too like excited and too, because you was like, I don't want to get the
but adrenaline. That's what Birdman was pissed about, because he said, man, that kind
and
of he shit. Was
like, I'm just tired of y'all talking shit. And he just, and Birdman was like, you're going to talk shit and we're going to have to handle this shit. And Birdman had all these tools with him and shit. It was the best shit ever.
I'm going to have to watch. I'm going to pull up, just, like, I'm gonna pull up like a YouTube video.
And it was he asked Birdman a question, and Birdman was like, because you know, you a pussy, blah, blah, blah. And we out. And he just, everybody got up and left out there. Everybody was looking like,
did anything ever get resolved with that?
No, nah, he ain't been back up there and he's still in pain. Well,
I mean, is that true? Like,
yeah, fuck it. That's the thing. With Lil Wayne, man, you got to remember, them dudes, and I'll never forget this. If you go back to when we was first buying BG and all these people tapes and shit, the publishing, and Master P is known for this shit too. If you go back and all them No Limit releases, every artist, Big P Publishing. And you're like, why is Master P's publishing? Because they basically signed off all their publishing.
So, sort of like Jerry Heller, Eazy-E type
same,
shit?
Same shit. Yeah. So Master P is publishing all these songs, and the people who writing them getting like pennies. But that's what they signed off on.
Fuck, did that happen to Hurt Him or no?
No, Hurt Him sold his publishing, well, a piece of it on some other shit. But no, he got all this shit back.
Okay.
But with the Birdman was their manager. He was the publishing person. It was all conflicts of interest. So he was making all the money and robbing them at the same time. So they didn't know what the fuck they were
doing. Oh, those? Well, yeah.
You can't own the label and manage me.
Listen. It's like they say or they show in the movies. You're a young kid.
Yeah.
You're not, the fucking Lil Wayne's 15 probably at the time.
12.
Okay. And then the other guys are probably 19. You're, you know.
15.
And it's like, hey, here's a Rolex. Here's a car.
And they say he was paying people in drugs. Dope. Like, oh, you want to get high?
Yeah. Hey. Who the fuck doesn't?
Right.
I assume. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm sure in a lot of these Hollywood stars fucking... what do they call that? Like, you know, like a comedian goes to a club and, like, he requests green M&Ms. Like, what's that?
A rider.
Riders are probably like, I need, like, blunts rolled.
No. But he was actually, like, this was way back. And I only noticed because somebody spoke on this shit.
Does Wayne make money now?
He makes money, but he's not making what... Like, Wayne should have hundreds of millions of dollars at this point.
Young Money is his, or is it...
Bird? It is his, but Birdman has something to do with it. So that's why he's suing to get all of it to be his.
Okay.
But it's all through Universal. So it's all... It's money getting made, but that's the thing with him. He hasn't made
That's
money.
Why Juvenile left.
Right. And then when Juvenile went back to do that album, they had to give him $5 million, and then it was something they worked out for the album. So, in total, he said he made like another... Because I watched his interview on Breakfast Club with him. He got like another $10 million out of the deal. So, imagine if Birdman, he was still fighting...
All right, so like Birdman just worth like half a billion dollars.
Oh, no, he's really worth $500 million plus. But yeah,
He's like a Puffy. He's like a fucking...
Right, but look at why.
More, Puffy or him?
Puffy.
Or Dre.
Well, Dre is a billionaire, but Puffy is almost a billionaire. And you got to think Dre about it. Birdman not doing all this shit. Puffy got the liquors, the fucking clothes. Yeah, Birdman does nothing except be fucking Birdman and collect checks.
Gets face tattoos.
Right. And he started getting the shit off or some shit.
Really?
But the point of, Wayne should have hundreds of millions of dollars and he don't.
Yeah, I mean, that guy sold a lot of fucking records.
Man, you gotta think about it.
And he tours.
That's it.
And isn't he all fucked up now? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Didn't he have like seizures? And he's
only 36 fucking years old.
Didn't he have like seizures or some shit?
He almost died like a few times.
From the ooey or the lean?
So you gotta think about that, man. That's like
that guy needs to have like some fucking.
He needs to have a fucking nap, probably.
Yeah, you need to go to a fucking rehab.
Hey, but yeah, Bird. Shout out to Birdman because he played the game. You can't be the. He owned the record label and was their manager. And like the dude said, they would do shows and get booked for say $10,000, and Birdman would give them $1,000 to split between three people. So he keeping nine, and you splitting.
Wow.
And he said this went on for the first...
I want to see this fucking behind the scenes.
Yeah, that shit went on for like the first
couple years. And I'm not even hating on the guy.
Not at all. Because like this is what Juvenile was saying. He was like, you got to understand. He said, I'm not mad at you. You got to remember he went back to Cash Money after he left. He said, I needed more fucking money. He said, and when they showed me what I had signed and shit, who could I be mad at? He didn't put a fucking gun in my head and say, sign this shit. He was like, I needed money. He was like, I'll give you $100,000 right now. Boom. Sign the papers. Yeah, he took care of like Juvenile. I had shit, so.
I mean, right now, if somebody said, here's $100,000, for MC Zetzel. Believe me, I'm signing the fucking contract.
Same shit happened with, I seen Wiz Khalifa went through some shit where he had to sue the first people that he was signed to because he did the same thing. Like, signed off on shit and made, like, right now he should have all this money. He has some money, but he should have more. It's like
the boy band guys with that fucking creep. Right.
And he, the creep had all the money.
What's that guy's? What's that asshole's
I forgot.
Name?
He died.
Did he? I thought he was in jail for raping kids or something. It came out that he was raping.
Yeah, it came out. It came out that, and JT and him didn't want to speak on it. But
what's that fucking guy's? I want to say Jerry Heller, but it's not Jerry Heller.
Little with the glasses and shit. I can't tell his name.
Damn, that guy had what? He had New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, he had
New Kids on the Block. He had
Backstreet Boys. He had 98 Degrees. He had
NSYNC.
NSYNC. He had what's the other one? What the fuck?
That's NSYNC.
No,
that's Backstreet Boys.
What's the other one though?
98 Degrees, you already said.
98 Degrees. He had one more though.
If he had fucking Boys the Men, I'd be surprised because they're still fucking touring. You know, they're sick of singing those fucking songs.
That's BBD.
East Coast Family.
Difference. Yeah, that's his. He made all that
ABC,
money.
ABC. BBD.
So that's why he don't have to do shit because he made all their money.
Wow. That's great. All right. Anyways. So Frank Sinatra night, it was sort of like, I mean, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was nice to like get dressed up. I do like to dress up. I wouldn't want to do it on a daily
basis,
but like to get dressed up and like feel good about yourself. Right. It's
and
nice.
See yourself looking nice.
Yeah. And, there was a couple people there I didn't know, but then it was like C-Bone and I could tell she was kind of bummed cause her guy wasn't there, you know, doesn't go to like a lot of the stuff because he's got to work. Carmen's.
Oh, okay, boyfriend. Yeah, okay.
Because he's got to work like right. Fucking.
Even when hanging on, so he had to party and went to work. I was like, you're a fucking soldier.
Yeah. He's a great guy, but like, you know, I actually had to take the fucking day off, which pisses me off because I lose money on it. Yeah. You know what I mean? I wasn't able to switch. I just had to actually give the day away.
For Frank.
But I worked at the liquor store and I was kind of tired and I'm like, fuck it, I'm not taking a nap. I had one of those iced teas.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yerba Mate guys, that's our sponsor today. Bukkake, Yerba Mate.
I wanted fucking kombucha. That's good as fuck right now, too.
I'm sorry, but...
No, it's all good.
I was like... We had a good spot. We had like a reserved section, and it was busy. And everybody in the whole place was dressed up, suspenders and shit like that. And I'm like, fuck, I wish I would have thought of wearing
suspenders. That's some fly shit. Man.
Yeah. And I'm like, God damn it. And like bow ties and shit like that. And I got that tie from the Goodwill back in Buffalo, but it looks like a 1950s. It looks like a 1950s tie. And I like put together the suit real quick, and I'm like, here, take this home with you. I'm going to take an Uber over to your house on Tuesday, and then I'll just change there.
Yeah.
And normally she'd be like, let me see what you're wearing. But she didn't this time because she was just tired from all the painting.
She like, fuck, whatever.
Give a shout out for the painting.
Oh, yeah, there's some nice shit going on here. What's the color? I don't want to fuck up.
This is like a blue. This is the accent wall is a blue gray.
Blue gray with a white border.
Yeah, and then the rest of it is a light gray.
And we got the chalk wall behind me.
And we got a chalk wall all black with a.
And it makes the fucking wolves pop the fuck out. If y'all can see these wolves in 3D.
And she gave me the. Can we move this picture? I'm like,
nah.
No.
It's perfect timing right now for the wolves. They like.
Two wolf eagle.
Yeah, two wolf eagle. It's perfect timing right now.
So, I was a little tired, and like, so I wasn't like a ton of fun.
Yeah.
But I had like I had a Jameson, and then I had just like a Red Stripe. Mm-hmm. I haven't had Red Stripe in a while, man.
I had a Red Stripe in a long time.
Love me a Red Stripe.
Fucking Red
Stripe. And so I just was sort of like. Dude, the fucking thing started at 9. We showed up at like 10.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean?
What time it ended?
When they closed, like 2 o'clock left. And they all had work the next day.
Like 11. Fuck.
I'm like, we got to get the fuck out of here, man. Like, so at midnight, they set the bar on fire.
That's pretty cool.
You know, like, well, I assume they just pour like 151 and for Frank's birthday.
Shout out to Frank.
I never have been a... Career's got some bugs.
Yeah, sorry.
I've never been a huge fan of Frank Sinatra. I don't dislike him.
I don't dislike him, but
But I get, you know, listening to the music, I'm like, this motherfucker does have just some good fucking hits. God damn.
Especially for a grown ass man. His songs all remind me of just grown man pain and shit.
Yeah. Like,
God damn, Frank was going through the same shit.
Even like Luck Be a Lady Tonight is just a fucking good song. Yeah, like, all right.
I can see how you could be in Vegas, like, really, like, this shit is hard. This is some hard shit. When you're really listening to the right atmosphere, too, like, damn. This motherfucker knew what he was doing.
So the guy who gives me the Uber over to her house, right? Mm-hmm. He's wearing like driving gloves, and it's not the first fucking Uber guy I've had
with driving gloves. Strap in, motherfucker.
You know, like I guess ride. I kind of get it. Like if you're gonna be like driving the whole day,
yeah, I ain't mad.
You know, if that's what you do,
be murdering people the whole day, strangling motherfuckers.
That's what you do for a living. No, I mean these were like fucking Easton baseball gloves strapped up with the fingers cut off.
Hey.
You know, like
that sounds like some back alley brawl type shit.
And I'm like, did another person get in this car and think this thought today? Like, why does he have on driving gloves?
And why did he cut the tips off to just
and they, firmly? They were not. They were definitely not made that way. Yeah. You know, and they were. He made them that way.
Oh my god!
I didn't understand.
Shout out to you, Uber driver.
You know, I wore driving gloves once, just when I was jerking off Al.
Yep.
Hey, man. Fuck you. You can only touch it with driving gloves. If not, I'm going to leave a big steaming shit.
And you know what? I had to look up, do iguanas leave steaming shits? Is this something he just came up with? But they do leave steaming shits.
Like steaming
Willie Beeman.
When salsa was like adult size.
Adult size. Salsa.
And my mom would seriously, she'd feed her romaine lettuce and monkey chow. Okay, that's
the fuck is monkey chow?
It's like shit that they would feed monkeys.
What?
But it has like, it's like puppy chow, monkey, it's the same shit, I assume. You know, it's like all protein and everything, and you put it in like a little, you put it in the dish.
Put it in a little with, shit glass.
No, with water, so it's not so hard.
Okay.
It's kind of like malleable.
So they, what, so
and then
slurp it up or what?
And then, they'd eat it, but it wouldn't be like crunchy.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. But then my mom would always give her like a bunch of leaves of romaine lettuce.
So they don't eat animals at all?
Well, they eat insects.
Okay.
But if you start to feed them insects, you always have to give them, like, crickets. Gotcha. You know how they sell crickets at the fucking store and shit? So it's, you know, like, what'd you have to feed your snake? Crickets and
mice.
Shit?
Mice.
There you go.
Baby mice.
Yeah. And so, like, if we started getting the crickets, and we'd always have to get the crickets, so we just, she was basically a vegetarian.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Salsa with a classy ass.
And remember when she, like, 6 years in, when she was huge now, like, she'd take a shit, and I'm like, did someone like shit in this cage? Like it was huge adult type shit. Yeah, I did take big shits.
Shit in this cage.
Fuck you, man. I'm an iguana. It's salsa.
It's salsa. You fucking stupid. That shit all weekend. Like this motherfucker is crazy.
So yeah, the guy had fucking driving gloves on. Like, yeah, I don't know about that. Like really, like I was like, all right. Again, this goes back to my neuroses.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that he had the driving gloves on, or that I'm thinking, did anybody else think about him wearing driving gloves?
Just that he had the driving gloves on.
Alright.
Yeah, that was a pretty strange one.
So, speaking of the fucking driving gloves, it's so dry at my job, I guess because you handle money and such.
Oh, it's because it's salsa de iguana.
Yeah. What are you doing, buddy?
No, I'm just making sure because it's like,
it's going.
Trying to keep it over.
Yeah. And so I go to the homie I work with, and like we do like a fist bump, and it fucking cuts my hand because my hands are that dry.
His fist cut your hand?
His fist cut, and I'm like, dude, and he cut his own hand.
Is this the same person who told you about?
No, it's a different guy.
Pecking your spouse.
Speaking of peckers, Oh, me and Salsa the Iguana, we used to hang out. Hey, fuck you, Chris. It's me, Sauce of the Iguana. Hey,
Peckers.
I never hung out with you.
What would Peckers be, a sports bar or a gay club?
No, you know what it'd be? It'd be like the female version of Hooters. It'd be like hot dudes, like Chippendale.
With little biker shorts.
Something. Yeah,
That makes sense.
And they
trademark that.
They serve chicken wings
trademark
and such.
And
you know what? I already trademarked it.
Spicy.
I love Peckers. All right? And that's going to be our
theme.
That's it.
And that's going to be it on that one.
Guys, it's me, Chris Collinsworth.
How many times you been to Hooters before?
Why don't you go to Peckers? Because I always do. And I fucking love it.
How many times you been to Hooters in your life?
I remember I went once in high school because it was like, oh, can they open it in Buffalo? And we went and we had like the flat-chested waitress.
Oh, shit.
And it's like, oh, man. And then you just feel kind of awkward. Because you're like in like 8th, 9th grade.
Flat chested
witch? No, you're like in 8th, 9th grade. Like you don't want to look at their ass cheeks and everything. But like, I mean, it's right there, yeah. You know.
Were you
like,
with your parents?
I was with like my buddies. Oh, okay. They dropped us off at the mall and they thought we were going to TGI Fridays. Right. And we're going for it today.
We're going to Hooters today.
And then like the senior girls in our class worked there. So that was even better because you could see them like, okay.
That's pretty cool.
Then I went maybe like another time.
I've only been to Hooters once in my life.
I'm like, it's the food the fucking food wasn't shit. I went to the one. There used to be one by 3rd Street Promenade.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I remember Luke and I went after he did a stand-up that night. And the food, like, it just kind of sucked.
It was fucking terrible.
And it was a really dirty place. Like
the one I went to was fucking filthy. I was like, what is this, like, fucking just... I just kind of felt like...
It was bad for the women. Like, the one that we had was, like, actually, like really fucking hot. Like, like a good body. Like, nice tits. Like, exactly what you picture. But it's like... Everybody all day long is just looking at your tits and your ass cheeks. And like,
did they close down or something? Or
that one closed down.
I know a lot of them, I think.
But like, my parents, they go every year to this this golf tournament. It's like it's a PGA tournament. Okay. You know, all the pros play it, but it's not like the Masters or something like that.
Yeah.
And they always go in the Hooters tent.
What's in the Hooters tent?
It's unlimited chicken wings, unlimited beer.
God damn.
But here's the thing. That's it. They don't have water and shit. My dad doesn't drink. So he's got to go outside the tent to get waters and come back in. It's on the 17th green and the 18th tee box. So you get to see...
T-Box. Shout out to T-Box.
You get to see T-Box, motherfucker. Oh, you understand, son? You understand, my dude?
The fucking buffalo shrimp suck. I just want to say that. That's the one thing I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I don't know. It's for creepy guys.
I mean, I was supposedly, like, I've never been and I'll never go back.
That's that one like Tilted Kilt. I guess it's supposed to be kind of the same way, but like hotter
tilted
chicks.
Tilted Kilt? That's out here?
I think there's one in Santa Clarita. It's like they wear like schoolgirl outfits. Like they wear like a kilt, but like, like a little short skirt and like an open white shirt and like a lot of Asian.
We got some disgusting shit going on in America. When you really think about some of this shit, like let's go sit down and eat and just stare at fucking... pieces of meat. Like, this is the crazy.
Yeah, I'd rather go to like Dave and Buster's or fucking
Tilted. I didn't even know that one existed. Tilted Kilt.
You know where they always advertise that is in the fucking wherever you take an airplane. It's like the Delta magazine.
Yeah,
it's like Tilted Kilt in 100 cities across the country because it's dudes on business trips
who are trying to get their rocks off
and they're trying to get
my stare on.
I'm trying to what fuck you doing, some bitch. Dude?
I'm just staring tonight, baby.
I'm trying
baby.
To fuck some bitch. I'm just gonna tip her $100 and see
and
what
hope,
happens.
And hope she said, "Big Daddy, what you doing
and,
in town?"
Okay, and the thing is, these Hooters waitresses.
Yep.
Number one. They know what they signed up for.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And
they're not
fucking hoes.
Definitely.
They're not fucking
all.
Anybody. I bet less Hooters waitresses fuck dudes than a chick who works at Applebee's.
Our chick that works probably at fucking CVS.
Verizon.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, like, honestly.
Right, yeah, no.
Like, they're comfortable in their own skin, and they're just like, I got my guy at home, and he knows how much money I'm going to make here, so what the fuck? It's not like a fucking strip club.
What about Dames and Games? I always see the billboards for that.
You know, okay. Every fucking year, V-Ron's sister-in-law, blonde one.
Yep. Shout out to her.
Yeah. Always wants to go there for a birthday.
Somebody I know had something after like a performance or something there.
There's only the one?
They got one in Van Nuys and one downtown.
I thought there was one by her.
Or it might be.
There was one in Colorado.
Because at one time it was only one, and then they expanded to.
I'm thinking
Van Nuys was first, I think. Then
it
was downtown.
Maybe it's downtown, yeah.
Then it might be.
So we fucking play pool and there's hot babes?
I think so. I think it's like big sports bar.
I mean, Dames and Games, it's kind of
right. Yeah. So, I mean, I've never been. That's why I was asking you if you had to win. So.
I wanted to make a place called Balls and Balls. All right? It's just guys with their ball bags out, and we're shooting baskets. Yeah. Not a big deal.
Not a big deal at all.
What do you think, Al?
I don't know about that one. Chris, FCC just took away net neutrality, so they might take this one away.
I like a restaurant. It's called Steamin' Shits. All right? All you do is eat monkey chow and romaine lettuce, and then you take a big steamin' shit, and Mom has to come clean it up. You actually...
What, y'all had a pooper scooper?
Did you? No.
Oh.
Did you actually look up?
I did, because I thought it was like something that just...
I just had made up? No, I mean, she really did take huge fucking shits. So both of us got fucking cuts on our hands because it's so fucking dry. So then
how hard was y'all fucking...
It was like this. It was like, what's up, dog?
That is fucking... Y'all like two not, icicles. What the fuck?
That's, it was like that.
You like, you're like a fucking He-Man ice
sculpture. How much like cash you handle and how much shit that you have. And it's dry in the store. At both my jobs, it's really fucking dry. So like my... And I'm not a lotion guy.
Right.
I don't use lotion.
You always say that. I don't know why.
I know. I mean, to jerk off, I do now. But that's after I got bumps on my dick. So now I just use lotion for that. But
call,
like...
Call me Bumpy Johnson.
So,
oh my god,
I could have really got a good Collinsworth in there.
I'm good. Oh my god!
I remember. So I after that happened, I started to laugh. I'm like, "Do you remember playing Bloody Knuckles?"
I do remember that
in school. If anybody out there doesn't know what this is, you would sit there and punch each other until someone's hand. It was the stupidest fucking game.
It was.
As a child, that you could
probably
play.
The stupidest game you could ever play.
Besides Smear the Queer, that one also.
Yeah, I missed the Smear the Queer.
Okay, see, I didn't know it was called Smear the Queer until later on. Always called it Tackle and Mount the Ball. So, like, basically,
let me hear this one.
Okay, basically, what you do is, and I'm not the only one who knows about this because Scott's the one who called it Smear the Queer.
Okay,
Scott Rocks.
Okay,
and
it's not throw up tackle. Please don't tell me y'all turn throw up tackle into.
All right, well, what is throw up tackle?
Where everybody like. So we would go outside for recess. We had one football. If we didn't have a football, we used like a fucking can. Everybody get in a circle. You throw the fucking shit up. Whoever get it got to try to run like to the touchdown or whatever the fuck. But everybody had to try to tackle the motherfucker.
Yeah, that's Smear the Queer.
Oh my god, that's I've never fucking heard that ever in life. That's just
see. I don't know if my
what the fuck a queer has to do with throw up tackle. Let me hear y'all explanation.
All right, wait.
Throw up tackle. Every man for himself.
Understand in my
area
we called it tackle him out the ball.
Okay.
Which we is call okay. It throw up tackle. Throw up tackle. Yeah. Okay. Right. But
in
the Midwest they call it smear the queer.
How? What the fuck they cuz
you
get corn stuff up an ass when you fall or some shit.
You know what's weird? My favorite game growing up was smear the queer.
I've never heard of it. Please
and most of the time, I was the queer.
Please explain. Please, please.
I don't know.
Scott, why did y'all call it smear the queer? Please
I guess because if you had the ball, you were the queer, and everyone had to smear you. Like
I have never What? Scott, you need to go back to your fucking middle school, and y'all need to do some evaluating.
I'm glad, number one, that you played Bloody Knuckles.
Yes.
And that you played smear the queer.
I played throw up tackle. I've never played smear the queer.
Throw up tackle seems like you got to puke.
You throw the ball up. You get it, and you tackle that motherfucker.
Tackle the man with the ball. That's right. That's.
Hey, I ain't mad at that name either. But I am concerned about Smear the Queer.
Number one, it's a hilarious name.
Right, but what kid, like, okay, and I'm just going, because at middle school.
I'm starting to think.
The first gay dude was that I had in school was in high school.
I don't think he had anything to do with gay. It's like, I used to call my buddies gay all the time. Like, oh, dude, you're fucking gay.
Right, but.
I say that shit on
but
here
even
all the time.
The word queer, I don't think I was familiar with the word queer till like later on in. In life.
Maybe.
Smear. Like, what, like, the whole smear the queer. Smear the queer. What the fuck? I'd be like, that's not. Let's play
what it was, it was probably that one kid who had failed twice. All right, he's 13, you're all 11.
Oh,
he's like, all right, smear the queer. And he throws the ball in the air. He's like, you're the queer.
I'm serious.
I bet that's
how did I know it was throw up tackle? I knew it was going to be
you know what it was.
In tackle, but I had never heard it called smear the queer.
What? Okay.
Oh my god.
Do you have any. Okay, so Bloody Knuckles, smear the queer.
Pencil break, that was the other one.
Oh, yeah. How did that one go?
You hold your pencil.
Like this?
Yeah,
like you hold it in both hands?
Yep. And then you try to break it. If you don't do it, they do it. Pow. So you just keep going back and forth.
Okay. How about where you take the fucking, from like the cafeteria, you take the straws and you wind them.
Yep.
And then someone pop it to try to get that big fucking noise.
And paper football, we used to do that one.
Oh, yo.
Paper football. We used to bet some money on paper. I used to be good at that paper fucking
football. You did it where you had to push it, you had four downs to get across the table.
Yep.
And then if you got it, if you got the little angle on the side, it was a touchdown. You had to kick the, or you could kick a field goal.
That's what we did. Yeah.
All right. In fucking sixth grade, Eric Reinheimer, he, because if you were in band, you had to go to band like third period.
Okay.
If not, it was study hall.
Okay.
He made every football team. And like designed them and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, this is legit shit.
And this is my
like Falcons, the Cowboys, the Saints. You know, and it'd be like, okay, we'd always pick a different thing. And he had like a fucking Ziploc bag full of these things.
I know somebody like that.
And
colored them and shit with highlighters and shit.
And we'd sit there and We used to make like a fucking tournament.
Yeah, we used to make the fucking yardage and shit on the desk, first down and shit. Yeah, no, it was some player shit.
Yeah, and I remember because we were in like the G was it GT, gifted and talented?
GT, baby.
Program.
GT.
And I remember our teacher would just be like,
these fucking kids are never. He's like, why don't
you guys go outside and play smear the queer?
These kids are never.
I think my sixth grade teacher was a gay, Mr. Evans. Just because he had like a, all right, kids, time to go kind of voice. Yes. And then we had to go, we went to the, oh, Jesus Christ, Brandon, these are some suppressed memories. We went, every sixth grade class gets to go to the Adirondacks.
What is the Adirondacks?
It's like 6 miles, it's like 6 hours away from Buffalo, mm-hmm. and it's Adirondack Mountains. Okay. So it's like a cabin, mm-hmm. okay, all the boys in one, all the girls in the other. We had chaperones. My dad was a chaperone. Brandon, I'll be a chaperone. I don't give a fuck. Just don't bring salsa. Hey, fuck you, man. I want
to
go.
Your dad used to bring liquor with him when he was still drinking?
You know, him and the guys?
Yeah.
They'd go get shit-faced and we all
That's what I was thinking about. Like, my parents bring.
Oh, yeah. He used to tell me stories. Like, him, Eric Reinheimer's dad.
Yeah.
Mel was his name.
Mel Reinheimer. What's up, boy? What up, Mel?
How did I not think there's any Jews in Buffalo with a name like Mel Reinheimer?
Is that a fucking skit from the Dick Van Dyke Show?
And then one of my still good friends, Mike Logan, his dad. Logan. Used to go into town.
Into the liquor store.
They went to like the local fucking cheap ass bar and just sat there all night, and then they'd come back. Now, we had to take showers like four at a time, and Mr. Evans would watch us.
Yeah, just doing a little chaperoning. Just a little teaching.
I get that, like...
That's that Penn State shit right there.
Yeah. I mean, nothing was touched. Nothing was
felt. But he would be acting like he looking at his watch and then making sure, come on, guys. You know, we only got 10 minutes. All right, Mr. fucking Evans. I'm telling you. You think about certain shit from childhood, and I know...
That's some creepy fucking shit. I know
some creepy people who did some creepy shit. And I mean without crossing the line of, like, abuse, molestation, but still, that's some creepy shit, man.
Like, they're sixth grade kids. Like, what are we going to do? Fucking suck each other's cocks in the shower? I mean...
In the 4 minutes we have to take a shower.
Couldn't you, like, just stand outside the door and be like, all right, let's go.
Right.
You know, and if something pops off, go in there.
Right. Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
Standing
there watching.
Right there, where the stove is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's four naked sixth graders showering, and he's standing there like this.
Yeah. I know people.
With like a whistle. He had a whistle.
I know people like that.
Blow the whistle.
Blow the whistle. Fucking stupid. Shout out to Mr. Evans. I hope you're resting.
I mean, oddly.
B-Lo.
He was a very good teacher,
yeah.
and he's the one who got me into the gifted and talented program because mm-hmm. he saw my scores from the year before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool. There was only one gifted and talented class,
okay,
and that was like 20 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, I'm trying to think who the fuck was in that. Me, Cal Hart, Mike Kovaleski.
Shout out to Cal Hart.
Cal Hart, he's a cop now. Mike Kovaleski, I don't know what he does. Eric Reinheimer, I don't know what the fuck he does.
To Mel Reinheim. We know you're still working with the mob.
He worked at the Como. Uptown. He worked at the Como Mall. He was like a lawyer. How did I not think there were Jews? Mel Reinheimer and lawyer. He was a lawyer.
The lawyer.
And he wore a toupee.
He's stupid.
And he liked fishing.
He's stupid.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with me? Okay. You know, so I'm watching football this Sunday. And the fucking game is the Giants and the Cowboys. Oh, it's the only game I get to watch. Fucking NFC East is always prime time, always on TV.
Right.
Every Monday even night when game,
everybody
every
got
Sunday.
Losing records and shit.
Like this week,
they just dominate.
Who would not want to watch Seahawks Rams? Right. That's the fucking game of the week. I'm being honest with you.
Yeah.
That's going to decide the division.
Yeah.
That's a good fucking game.
That's true.
We're not going to be able to see it. Well, no, we will because it's the Rams. I won't be able to see it because I got to work.
Where's Seattle at right now in the playoff race?
They're like seven. They're like, so if they win this game, they jump up to three.
Oh, okay.
They got to win this game. If they win this game, they're at three. And then they push the fucking the Panthers out.
No, I think the Falcons. Because right now the Panthers, they won.
No. Because it's, okay, so it's Eagles, Vikings, Eagles, Rams.
Oh, you're right. The Falcons not even in it right now.
They're 7-8. They're tied with Seattle. Actually, I'm wrong. They're 6. They're the last wild card spot. So if Seattle wins this game.
Sure? I thought they was out right now.
No, they're the last wild card.
Fucking pussies.
They're the last wild card, but if And they have it over Seattle, even though they have the same record, mm-hmm. because they beat Seattle in that Sunday night game. Fucking faggots. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I just never own
it. Hey, man, it's me, Saucy Iguana. I think the Falcons are a bunch of bitches.
Yeah, I agree, Saucy. All
right.
Bunch of bitches.
Fuck the Falcons, right in their fucking asshole.
I'm telling you, that's why I thought y'all had them already taken care of.
Oh, fuck, man. No, because they lost that goddamn game.
But we
doesn't matter.
We're going to give them something. Don't worry.
The Seahawks, no, number one, December game, at home. I know they're really dismantled right now when it comes to defense.
Yeah.
But Russ is playing good, minus three interceptions. They probably should have beat the Jaguars. In that game, got kind of weird at the end. And I don't blame Richardson for going after the fan.
I did see Bennett like roll on that dude. I like Bennett, but that was fucked up, Bennett.
Yeah, that was fucked up. Yeah.
The Richardson shit was totally cool. He was right for everything he did.
He should have punched a motherfucker right in the face. Yo, you throw a beer at somebody, you're a fucking scumbag. Right. We're here to entertain you. I know we make millions of dollars, but like you're throwing a fucking beer on me. That's why. Shit. And then after that, I went back and I watched the Artest Malice in the Palace.
The same thing.
And I actually kind of think he was justified in what he did.
Oh, if that shit would have happened, Artest wouldn't have been all of that suspension. They would have gave that man like one game and been like, that dude needs to go to jail. Like that, you got to remember, he was pushed, and now society can tweet that.
I love Steven Jackson. He was like, oh, I was just there. No, Steven Jackson was throwing punches, dog. Who? It was him, Artest. There's a third
the point guard.
Steven Jackson was fucking throwing, man. God damn, I like Steven Jackson.
That's a gangster.
And I like fucking Metal World Peace or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
That's what I'm saying, man. He would have been okay.
But that Richardson shit, and I'm glad they didn't fight him.
Yeah, no.
You know? But fuck those fans, because guess what? Right. Those pussy-ass fucking redneck Jacksonville fans, because Jacksonville's a shitty place to live.
That was just some disrespectful shit. I was like, that's just disrespect. That's like... How you walk off, somebody throw beer on you? How you just be like, okay. Oh, I'm not going to
work. You're at Dodger Stadium, and the Phillies hit a home run, you throw the ball back.
Right.
Okay. All right, the end of a game, I've seen it plenty of times when I was at Bills games. People throw, like, bottles on the field, like, not the players, just, like, on the field, like, boo, you know?
But throwing shit
it right, and you could see face. He's like, fuck you, man.
Yeah, that was disrespectful.
And it doesn't help that this is a black man. And there are three white people who are doing it. It doesn't help in that situation. I'm just saying.
And it don't help.
Even if it was a black dude doing it, it's still disrespectful. And Bennett came out and said he heard everyone saying the N-word.
But see, that's what I don't respect about. Because when I saw it, I saw the angle of the crowd. So all of the Jacksonville fans that were in front of it were black people. So to me, if y'all don't turn around and beat the shit out of that dude for doing some shit like that, that's some whole shit. That's not like you turn around and you slap a motherfucker like, man, that's a fucking human. Like, okay, we booing this.
So you're saying that the pussy shit of the week is the black dude.
Yeah, because it was like six black Jaguar fans in the front. Like I saw
right next to the white dudes.
I saw the shit come from right over their heads. I'm like, if y'all don't turn around and be like, man, what the fuck are you doing? Like, y'all some hoes. So fuck y'all too, motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, do you really care about the fucking Jaguars that much? Right. Like, who the fuck cares about the Jaguars?
What the
fuck? I mean, I can name almost...
No Jaguars?
I can name...
Leonard Fournette.
30 teams.
Yeah.
And someone who's a fan of that team.
And
even the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Even the Titans.
Yeah.
The Jaguars, dude?
Never, yeah.
I mean, the Browns?
I mean, yeah. Even the Browns, I think, you know, somebody from...
Yeah, I do know somebody from Akron. Right. Damn. There you go.
Right, so there you go. But... The Jags?
Fuck. Hey, all right, so this guy, I got more stuff to go here. So I'm watching the game, and it's rare that I get to, like, actually watch a game. I'm just pissed that it's the fucking Cowboys and the Giants. Okay. Because the Giants can, like, fucking suck a dick. They're fucking terrible. The Cowboys can fucking eat my ass. They're fucking garbage.
They're still in the playoff hunt, too, I think.
They're not that. I think one more loss, they're out. But I don't know. And now Zeke's back. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, he back already? God damn, that was
this shit, I don't know why he just didn't take off the first six games. I've been trying to tell people that, like all these Cowboy fans. I'm like, he should have. It's going to happen anyways.
Right.
Take off the first six. You'll be back. Maybe they go 3-3, and then you can help them win. I mean, it was so stupid to make it go this long. I mean, you're going to get
You're going to get it eventually. It's going to happen,
So, I see the fucking, can you hear me now, guy?
Sprint, man.
But he was on Verizon?
No, he is.
Well, he was on Verizon?
Yeah, now he's with Sprint.
Now, and I'm like, Who is clamoring to see this guy back again? Who gives a fuck? Did he patent "Can You Hear Me Now"?
No, somebody I worked with, and that's crazy you brought that up. I was like, did me and you had this conversation? Motherfucker was saying his agent represents, I think, that guy and Flo, and he was like, they are fucking multimillionaires. And I was like, I know Flo is. Yeah, I was like, I wouldn't doubt it. He was like, they brought him back for like athlete money. I was like, what? He was like, for some reason, he don't know if he was like the write-ins or something. He was like,
Did Verizon own Can You Hear Me Now? Or did the guy own Can You Hear Me Now? It's like Michael Buffer, like, Are You Ready to Rumble?
Because he don't say Can You Hear Me Now anymore. So I'm guessing they owned it, maybe?
Well, he says in the commercial, he's like, I'm the guy who used to say, Can You Hear Me Now?
Right, but I mean...
Now I switch to Sprint.
Yeah.
But like...
I don't know. Like I said,
do you give a fuck?
Not at all.
If you're a cell phone buying customer, that this guy's back.
No, but that's the thing.
I mean, good for the guy. Right, actually, right. I'm going to give him credit. Like, good for you that
it's no originality. So I guess they was like, what was the last most successful thing? Can You Hear Me Now, dude? It was like, find him.
Because now, yeah, let's now do it. Verizon find has him. That fucking asshole guy who sits on a Verizon sign and jumps off and like goes to see Cam Newton at press conferences and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. The
one that guy fucking stinks.
From, Silicon Valley.
Is he in that? Yeah, I don't like that.
I like that show. I don't like that he playing like a bird. It's weird.
He's like, you know, double dribble, and he kicks a football. What?
Yeah.
I don't like those commercials. The best commercial on TV is the sloth one for Geico.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The sloth playing Pictionary.
Yeah.
That is the absolute best commercial on TV.
Or some of them Papa John's with Peyton Manning, they always... Are the progressives with the Peyton Mannings?
Wait, what?
Papa John's? That was like a moment of silence for Papa John's. For the 8,000 franchises just in Denver alone.
You know what? With all these allegations coming out.
Oh, gosh.
All right?
Yeah.
Peyton Manning, like, fucking just totally gave hush money to some lady that he sexually harassed. And he's still in these fucking commercials.
And she just did
Fuck this guy.
She just did a Good Morning America like a couple weeks
Fuck
ago.
Fuck Peyton Manning.
And saying how she is sticking with her story that he's saying all he did was flash her. And she like, no, he put my hands on his fucking genitalia. And I was like, damn, she's sticking with this shit. And that's what she said on the thing. She said, yes, I've been paid hush money and I'm breaking the, what you call it, whatever the agreement.
The G-code.
Yeah, she said she was.
I'm watching fucking... And I don't watch it, but when I'm at her house, I watch Good Day LA.
Yeah.
And this Steve Edwards, this is like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching it, and he reports at the time, whoever the fuck came out, that they were groping or touching or some kind of shit. And I'm like, I'll bet you this motherfucking guy is going to get fired. This Steve Edwards guy.
Steve Edwards, the old one?
Yeah. Like, I got a feeling... Like, the chicks who work on the show or something, some shit's gonna happen,
mm-hmm.
and this guy's going down. She's like, no, it's not. Motherfucker got fired on Monday.
Damn, that old dude not there no more?
Got fired on Monday. They replaced him with two chicks.
I didn't even hear that one. Damn.
That guy's been there for like...
Forever. That motherfucker been there since I was coming to California as a kid.
It wasn't even like a, oh, maybe he did it, maybe I'll get him. You're gone. No,
Steve.
I can call it. You could... Like, yo, alright, honestly, alright, and people who haven't got accused yet,
mm-hmm.
give me some.
Who haven't?
Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to put up there.
Nah, he's weird. Like Big Ben, he went through his show.
He already went through that. Alright, let's say...
Who haven't?
Okay, LeBron, actually, I don't think so.
That's why
I
thought LeBron's like a,
but there is some basketball guys that I think something might come out about. But they pay well. They paid out.
They've been smart about this shit forever. They like, man, you know, you see.
But like Steve Edwards, you work for Fox LA. He probably
was touching his dick like in meetings and shit, like, ha ha. You know, just little shit like that now is sexual harassment. Like
I honestly thought about it, like, holy fuck, like some of the things that I've said.
I told you some of the shit I have heard on sets. Like, what the fuck, man? Like, they will shut this whole shit down. Like, oh man, my fucking, her pussy. Like,
guys, like at work, I used to joke around, like slap him in the ass. Oh, yeah,
you'll get a pink slip now. You can't even do none of that shit.
That's so fucked.
Shit we used to do at the other job, like just fucking around. Like, you might take a pencil and poke somebody's dick. You can't do none of that. You
basically you can't have fun anymore. And
I'm not even saying in regards to the women. I'm even talking about, like you said, with the dudes.
In this America, you can't have fun anymore.
Man, that's some scary shit, but...
I'm not saying that it's fun to, like, smack someone in the dick, but I'm saying, like, it's a goof. We're joking. Right.
Wasn't at home the night before, like, I'm going to hit
that. What do you really think Steve Edwards did? Like...
But I just say it. I bet it was as simple as him probably, like, having a hard dick and saying, ha ha, look at this. That's sexual harassment now. Like,
no, but it probably happened in 1987. Yeah,
but,
and now somebody says it, and this motherfucker has to get pulled up.
You see, Russell Simmons. He got, like, looped. Like, yesterday, the NYPD said they investigating, like, to
rape. Like, what, shit. Like, nine chicks or some shit?
And three more came out yesterday. Like, but I've been knowing about him fucking hoes. Like, they say he just was fucking hoes. And that's the thing. Even with Bill Cosby, go back to him, like, man. Now fucking getting you in trouble. It's like, damn. But fucking and promising motherfuckers shit. You know what I mean? And saying, I'm going to put you in my video. I'm going to put you in this movie. Now it's coming back like, oh, you remember when you fucked me?
I mean, think about it. If Kobe really did rape this woman in Colorado in her asshole and do all kinds of shit,
man.
Well, he never did any jail time.
Man. But she came out.
And he never served a suspension.
Yeah, she came out and corrected all of that shit. And, like, she literally got fucked before him. She went seeing it.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, she was on some slutty shit.
And his wife has that humongous ring because of it.
And she got her name.
She should just have, like, she should be called a rape ring.
And shout out to the Bean, because the Bean, they retired his jerseys on Monday. Shout out.
Nice.
Shout out. Kobe Bean.
Are you going to go?
No, fuck no. Shout out to Kobe Bean, though.
If I can get tickets, would you go?
If you can get tickets, no. I still got to work. So, shout out to Bean. Monday.
What jersey? All right, if you had to pick one jersey to retire. No. In the Lakers, yeah. In the Hall of Fame, what jersey is retired with? 8 or 24?
24.
Yeah, I agree.
Because he did it without nobody.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's why he'll do it too, because he did it without the rest of those people. So.
No, you ain't lying. He ain't lying.
He ain't lying.
Well, I got more shit, man, but I gotta go.
Shout out.
All right, guys. Well, next week is...
Damn, we had some good fucking talks going on without a premeditated murder on the list.
Next week is the Christmas extravaganza.
Merry Little Christmas 2017.
For Mr. Excitement over here.
Wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
All right, peace, I'm bitches. Saying, it's only right to represent where I'm from. East Coast, bottom line. But I represent wherever I go. I be on the West Coast. We be getting high with the fellas who perform the lie. For me, lose, big, and tight. Every day, you know how we do. I'm with the crew. We be having mad fun. Niggas know me from day one. Now, lifestyles of the rich and shameless. Niggas violating, they will end up nameless. Yo, ref, bring me along. I know Spig got my back, freaky toss off the charm giver. Yeah. 1-2 for my man, Pretty Lou, as I bless the rest of my New York City crew. As we continue to bring you the flame, representing LB from the cradle to the grave. Now how's that one time for your mind? When what I write down the line, give sight to the blind. I'm coming through with my clip. What you gonna do when shit gets stiff? Gonna start your running and hiding. Is it gonna start to slip in the sky? Man, I thought you had this game in the smack. Well, I'll do it for the real niggas in your head. Mr. Chiefs, freaky, freaky top. Pretty loose, biggest big nice thing. Hey, 1 for the money, 2 for the lie. 3 for my peoples in the struggle getting by. 4, new swing, nice and freaky die. Music makes me high. 1 for the money, 2 for the lie. 3 for my peoples in the struggle getting by. For my fans, new swing, nice, freaky die. Send me off with this drug called a track. Put me in, gave me the sign to react on. Whoever comes in my path to cut that ass a half, make her feel the rap. Yeah, out there. Any volunteers down to lose their career? Yo, we fears, no fear. Legal drug dubs coming through, that's the deal. Beyond 9-5, but we fan, keep it real. It's hard as cleats, walking on the fucking streets. On 9 war peace, and even my wife cheats. So I got to tally up and get it on. Get it on, work is on, shit is on, shit is on, shit is on. I must represent for my fam. Real niggas get rich, bitch niggas scram. Until the day that I die, LB. From the year 9-5 to 2 cheers. 1 for the money, 2 for the lie. 3 for my people in the struggle getting by. 4, 2 swing dice and freaky die. Music makes me high. 1 for the money, 2 for the lie. 3 for my people in the struggle getting by. For my fam, 2 swing dice, freaky die. Music makes me high. To all of my niggas doing business.
all of my shorties on their own raising kids. To all of my people who can't see that we made it. Niggas know the deal, I'm the real, this is rated. Put it to the left, who's the first one to get it? Be your mind and say the shot when I hit it. Run up on niggas who be fretting and shit. Hey yo, that's word of mine, get that dice for my fam. Nobody wants in and nobody wants south. Smoking trees, hitting cheese, that's what we's all about. Try to put it on them for the year, 9 pounds. I represent my town, show them how I get down. L-O-S-T to the V-O-I-Z. South Ozone, group, whole family. I'ma stay true to the day that I die. Going pretty loose, big, nice and freaky tie. Hey yo, one for the money, two for the night. For my people's in the struggle getting by. Four, you sing nice and freaky tie. Music makes me high. One for the money, two for the lie. Three for my people's in the struggle getting by. For my fam, you sing nice freaky tie. Music makes me high. One for the money, two for the lie. Three for my people's in the struggle getting by. Four, you sing nice and freaky tie. Music makes me high. One for the money.
Ha! Ah.